Two guys, one mic. What a badass song by the Beastie Boys. What's going on, everybody? Two guys, one mic.
Badass CT. Cover of that song by C-Tags.
Oh, yeah. A.K.A. Tex. Tex, or, right? Isn't that it? Tex, our rap group that never came to be.
Trails and Cop Killers, indeed. We could probably make a good show of it now. There's a lot of anti-cop sentiment out there.
I know, right, dude? We'd be looking at those like freaking rap gods.
We would be the hot new thing, indeed.
About that.
Marking it.
So
down.
Speaking of which, do you know I just recently wore that shirt to the gym too?
Which one?
I was like,
the Trails and Security one.
Yeah, if you see Trails and
I think Security. I have it somewhere.
Dude, it was like nostalgic. It was like all of a sudden I just took it out of my drawer and I'm like, oh man, I remember this at all.
Remember when my brother like was a bitch when we were getting that?
Oh, you know,
like because it was taking so long.
Yeah, I was gonna walk home.
Or he like went and waited by the car.
Yeah, literally for an hour he waited outside the mall in a car because he just refused to wait with us.
Wait, in the mall with us, yeah. Instead we were supposed to just leave our, like, shirts we were waiting for.
That was awesome. I love those shirts.
That was the summer that he broke his leg or his foot or his ankle, like, jumping into the pool.
Trying to save someone. So, you know what's funny? I have a story that My brother-in-law was talking to me the other day, and you know, we're at like a pool party with like a bunch of his friends and stuff, kind of my friends, you know, I see them every so often, and I jokingly made a couple of jokes about being the alpha male there, you know, because everyone there, you know, kind of works out and stuff, and you know, got some muscle mass on them, you know, and I made a joke to a couple guys there, and I was like, and I was like, hey guys, who do you think the most alpha is here? And I'm like, because personally, you know, I think it's myself. Mm. Now, I was clearly joking. You know, people who know me would know that I was clearly joking. And like Kate was like, yeah, I know, like you say stupid stuff like that all the time. Now, I don't know if it's because I have like a, you know, a kind of dry sense of humor. But my brother-in-law asked me, he was like, are you going around that party telling people that you are the alpha male there? How? What? I'm like, really? I'm like, wait.
What a weird thing for someone to do. Like, if you were actually doing that, like, just like walking around, being like, hey, who do you think is the alpha male right here? I kind of think it's me. Right? Like, what a weird thing to do.
Right? I'm like, and it's funny because everyone there is like all kind of weird. You know, everyone's like very unique with their, you know, and just weird people. You know, their joke. So I thought, you know, instantly people, and I don't know if it's because I said it another time, but to the kid's brother, like I was like, oh look, you know, like we were playing like water volleyball, or whatever, and I'm like, oh look who it is. It's the we're like team alpha man. We're like two most alpha ones here. Clearly joking. Clearly messing around, just being an idiot, and people I guess thought it was random. And my brother-in-law was like, "Hey, were you going around telling people that you were the alpha male at the party?"
Dude, you should have just said, "Yeah." People. Like, you should have been like, "Yeah, what the fuck you gotta say about it?"
That, yeah, what are you gonna do, bitch? I'm the alpha.
That would have been the alpha male response.
But it's like, then I started thinking, I'm like, what is their opinion of me? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, to think that that's possible. Right?
Yeah, right? Like,
damn.
I mean, like, I kind of felt insulted. I was like,
yeah, seriously, this guy's clearly an asshole. Like, he would totally do that for
like,
real.
Like, wouldn't really think of, yeah. Like,
I don't think I would ever believe seriously. Any human on Earth was doing that seriously. Except for, like,
thank you.
Someone who was, like, just obviously a total dickhead. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just, like, some dude that's just, like, clearly a dick. Other than that, any person, any normal person who did that, I would assume they were joking. I would never think they were serious. That is like
right?
The weirdest thing to do. and then if somebody were to suggest that they were serious, I wouldn't like believe them. I would just be like, nah, no way, dude. No, like why? Why would you say that?
Yeah,
like
yeah, like,
it's like, Like, what a like, weird like way to saying, brag about it, you know? Like, you would just say something else, like, you know, like I could kick your ass, bro.
That's literally me. Like, that's me being like, I honestly think I can play for the New York Yankees. Like, my baseball skills are it's just that like, good.
It's just like, no, yeah. It's like if you were just sitting there, you'd be like, you know, something guys, stupid. You know, guys, I haven't seen him yet, but I think I got the biggest dick out of everyone here. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, what, like, why, like, you know what I mean? Like, what a weird brag.
It's just like, so, yeah, it's like a weird thing to brag at and, like, unbelievably, like, stupid to say, like, in front of people.
Like, that's
it's so ridiculous that, like, I didn't think anyone would believe it, but I guess the way I said it
wasn't ridiculous enough, apparently.
I guess so. I'm like, all right, you know what? I guess from now on, I'm going to have to say what I'm saying in a joke. Like, all right, guys.
It's like people who believe the Onion articles.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Oh, psych, that was a joke. You know, like,
it's like people who believe Onion articles.
Oh, my God, I love those.
And so why funny. They, like, had the, why Facebook was considering adding that, like, tag to, like, joke websites that had headlines that said satire to make people know that they were fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, Facebook was considering that a while ago. I don't think they ever actually did it, but they were considering adding a, like, you know, tag to Onion articles and similar places that said satire so people knew they were jokes. But you gotta do that with your braggart humor, apparently.
I know, right? You know what's funny? I remember kids in high school and stuff actually, like, linking articles to the Onion articles and... Oh, see what I mean when it comes to this stuff? I'm like, dude, you realize this is like satire. Literally satire at its finest. And people would believe it.
All right, well, we're running out of time for this show, so maybe I should call someone out.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Wait. I have to do an intro for it.
Okay. I don't know who it's going to be yet, so I'll decide.
For Mike's. We'll call it Mad Mike's Call Out. It's time for Mad Mike's Call Out of the Week. Here's Mad Mike.
Hello. I'm deciding who I'm going to call out for this week. If you remember last week, I called out football player James Harrison.
Bam, bitch!
Have we received a response from Mr. Harrison, Claudia?
No.
Good. That means I win by default, I'm pretty sure, in the term I laid out last week. Yep. So I've officially defeated Kimbo Slice and James Harrison in duels, both by forfeit, I'll be honest, but wins nonetheless. A win's a win in my book. This week, I will call out maybe a more affordable opponent.
Shit.
That's I don't know. Real. Like, I'm really not sure.
I was going to say dramatic music.
All right, you know who I call out? Donald Trump, because he's such a loudmouth asshole, I'm willing to give him a taste of his own medicine. I'll kick his fucking ass. He's like what, like fucking 90 years old? I'll crush his hip.
95.
I'll bust his hip up on a fucking curb, dude.
Now, do you care to give some insight on why? Make it short.
Because I think our president should have a hip that isn't broken. So if I break his hip, people won't elect him. That's why. So
that's the only reason why.
Well, I don't know. He's just a loudmouth, so I think he needs some comeuppance. Kind of like, what's his face last week? I don't even remember him. I beat him so bad. James Harrison.
James Harrison, yeah.
Yeah.
James Harrison.
He got beat so bad. All right, so anyway, Donald Trump, you know how this goes. You've got a week to reply. If by next week at about this time, when we're recording, you haven't replied, then guess what? You lose. Mike Fagan wins.
You lose. And Donald Trump says he is linked to lose. Well, you know what? Mikey Fakes, he doesn't lose at all.
Yeah. You know what? You're going to make America great again? Well, I'm going to make myself great again by kicking your fucking ass, Donald Trump.
Because
America can suck my dick.
Hashtag America.
No, hashtag Mike Fagan. Hashtag Mike greater than America.
I'm going to start that trending on Twitter.
Mike
really has so much hate.
Yeah.
Most hated podcast.
Word up. Yeah, well, that's how you get to the top, man, with the hate.
Hashtag America Mike.
America pales in comparison
to the mic.
All right, new segment we should have next week. There'll be a new segment. At the end of the show, rather than me calling someone out, because we might record another show sooner than a week, and we still have to give Donald Trump a chance, Instead of explaining who I'll kick, whose ass I'll kick, I will explain why I think I'm better than most Americans.
Ooh.
Calling out all of America next week on the show. That's right, everybody.
Hashtag America. America. All right, well, I think that's it. I love you all. Don't listen to when Mike says I love you all. He's not better than you guys. All right, guys, I love you all. Take care. CT is out.